The Brad Sesmatt Show, broadcasting live.
Thanks for being with us. We have a lot to get to. We also today are going to debut our latest content of a 10-week show that this team has put together. This will be episode number one. It is all about spring training, which is right around the corner. We will take you out to the Princess Resort. You'll see Claudia doing On the Rocks. You'll see Spurge trying to do aerial yoga. Yeah, it's a bit of a train wreck. But in all honesty, it's, you know, we're about 5 weeks away. So it's Brad Sesmatt Spring Training AZ. It debuted on Bally Sports across six regions. We're going to put it on the stream as well. So that is coming up on today's show. Opening comments are brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union. Start banking better, getting more from free checking with Desert Financial. Join the winning team at desertfinancial.com. There you go. I think we should just move forward on some things. So Jalen Carter this morning announced that he is turning pro at Georgia. I'm leading with this because what Georgia did the other night to TCU, the absolute jack stomping of them. And Carter is that player that with the number three overall pick, okay, we've talked about with J.J. Watt leaving and help on the defensive line. If I'm in the Cardinals position, regardless of who I hire, and I'll get into that in a bit, I do believe you build within the trenches. For years, though, they've had their offensive linemen that they've missed. And then they try to go the veteran route, and that hasn't worked out to great extent. On the defensive line, I'd say that J.J. Watt, even with the injuries, was a successful signing by the organization. But using your first-round pick on the defensive side of the football, I believe, has got to be the way to go. Kelee Ringo also announced that he is leaving Georgia. I bring up Kelee Ringo because this, again, was the absolute abject failure of the previous Arizona State administrations on the football side to understand that Kelee Ringo is, I don't know, in our own backyard, might just be 10 miles or less away from Sun Devil Stadium. And he went to Georgia. Some guys will do that, but I never felt that there was a full effort being given to a guy like Kelee Ringo. I'll be interested to see in this new staff. You know, it's like when Sean Aguano went to ASU and everybody said, wow, they finally are going to go recruit local because Sean Aguano got it done at Chandler High School. And he was told to go other places by the people above him, and they really didn't. Now, Jason Mons, who was at Saguaro with great success, he is there. And some players have come back, Bram Walden, among others, who've come back. But we can't have Kelee Ringo's going on here, can we? If we're in, I don't mean we and me cheering for ASU. It's just like here in the Valley, you can't see these local guys continue to go out the door. And just because you hire a coach that has ties to a high school, that doesn't mean anything. Like just because all these local players are coming back and there may be even more to come, that doesn't mean much to me. Doesn't mean they can play automatically. I don't want players here for PR purposes. I do believe there had been some of that in the last few years. ASU will never admit to that. They'd get pissed off about that tough. I do believe that there are times because I would get these, see, we have a local player on our team. Yeah, and he can't play. Or we got a local player back in the portal. Yeah, and they can't play. So I just, I'm willing to take my time on this. I just think the Kelee Ringo story is one that we're going to go through this when people talking about Arizona State and their abject failure between, like, I don't know, 11 and 21. And you're going to say, well, we had a couple 10-win seasons. It's still a failure. You couldn't sustain it. Come on. You still had to go to El Paso. Love the people of El Paso. Don't want to go to El Paso for a bowl game ever. So there you go on that front. Jalen, I would say that's a guy that you take a look at. In terms of what Georgia did to TCU, I think it kind of burst the whole 12-team playoff idea some, doesn't it? Like, it's okay if Butler gets into March Madness and Butler gets all the way to the end, but what happened on Monday night with TCU just getting absolutely destroyed and annihilated, and you could see it coming. My wife, who is a big sports fan, we're sitting there watching the game. She even just said, like, wow, like, Georgia's so much bigger, so much better. Like, and this was very early in the contest. And I'm thinking, maybe they'll make it. So Eric from our team, Eric Sorensen, who's been with us since day one, he went to TCU. He was at the game the other night. I'm not going to call him. I'm not even going to text him. There's nothing to say. On the other side, I have a friend the last couple of years from Georgia. He's a Georgia Bulldog fan. His name is Ira. And Ira just lets you know how great, he's one of those guys that lets you know how great his team is. Nothing wrong with that. Certainly not going to send him a text of congratulations today. He doesn't need it. He's already got his plate full of all that stuff. It's fun. It's fine. But if you put any other team, I'm sure today Ohio State fans, because they're Ohio State fans, would say, oh, we would have put up a better fight. Same with Michigan. Well, we would have. Well, it didn't work out. And that's what happens. Is Georgia really? Alabama, Nick Saban last night sitting there on the set, and there was a moment where, I forget who said it, like, yeah, this is the new power. And Nick Saban looked like somebody ran over his dog. You don't want to hear that. So it's gonna up the stakes when it comes today in the portal, today in NIL. The stakes are going to rise, and that's what's going to happen. When you don't win a national title in your Texas Christian University, you had a great run. Well, we just need more NIL. We need to get bigger. Look what happened to us against Georgia. If we just had a few more of this and a few more, then Big Cigar alum's going to pony it up. And that's the game that we're in. Had some time to think about Michael Bidwell and what he said on Monday. He was asked some very good questions. And he wasn't, you know, I would like at some point for Michael just to look at the audience and say, yeah, we got it wrong in March. Now we're getting it right. For you fans, we thought we had it right and it didn't work out. That's never happened with this organization ever. Admitting that you screw up, I think, is a good thing. It's okay if 11 months ago you felt like you, the owner, that this is how it should have gone. I would have liked to have heard more on Steve Keim and his run with the team rather than he's been here 25 years. It's a hard day. We thank him for his service and we wish him well. I would have liked to have heard much more than that. Now, I remember Steve when we were at the Super Bowl. I remember Steve when he went on the road and he found Adrian Wilson. I remember Steve, and yesterday, Monday, would have been a much, just think much more, for me, appealing moment for the owner to have some grace and moving on from somebody rather than just being pretty cold, just like, yep, this is it. See ya. Best of luck. And I get it. There's people that want just the whole business side, but I do think the human emotion at times does need to come out. Michael, though, was talking about how the idea of hiring a GM first, but could go the other way. I just don't see how that works. I just don't. I mean, think about it. If you are the one that says, I am hiring the coach, you're going to inherit the coach. Once again, it's sending the message of, I'm in control of this. This is my show. This is my dealership. This is my bank. This is mine. Versus, stay out of sight. Stay out of sight. If you look at Seattle, John Schneider and Pete Carroll, what they're doing up there, or you look at what's going on with Shanahan and John Lynch in San Francisco, you won't hear anything about the owners. You don't. And what are they doing? They retool, they reload, they rebuild, they get their thing done. Somebody asked Michael on the final question of the press conference on Monday about, you know, can you explain 100 years of not having a coach for any longer than 5 years or 6 years? Adam Schefter had that note. And, you know, we just have to get back to business. There was nothing he could say on that. The numbers speak for itself. It's the Denny Green line. They are who we know them to be. Not we are who they thought they were. You know, there's none of that. It's just, this is who they are. This is what we have here. And I'm actually kind of happy that this coming fall, we're going to have a really interesting football season. Leads me over to Arizona State a little bit more. So during the blowout of Georgia against TCU, Kirk Herbstreit just drops this little nugget that, to me at least, and to fans that picked up on it, by the way, who were still watching that blowout, is that Deion Sanders and Colorado are going to open their season 0 week against Arizona State. That made me perk up. Because when I saw the schedule's supposed to come out in the next week or so. It initially was going to be Colorado against TCU. and on opening weekend. And I went and looked at, okay, who's Deion open against? We have our football show. We need to know Pac-12. Okay. Should we consider going to it? That's pretty attractive. And then out of the blue, it's ASU against Colorado. Well, that game is scheduled according to the schedules online, the schedules of where they're supposed to be played and all that stuff. We don't have the dates yet. That's supposed to be played in Tempe. Well, if we're opening 0 week at Sun Devil Stadium, that means it's August. It means it's late August. And it's Deion Sanders' debut at Sun Devil Stadium, and it's Kenny Dillingham's debut at Sun Devil Stadium. It's going to be 110. There's going to be humidity. There's going to be elements in the air, unless somehow magically, which would never happen, but I wish that it would, powers that be would come to their senses and say, for everybody involved, let's play that as a neutral site game in Phoenix at Glendale, or let's move it to Vegas and let's do a kickoff classic. And we're just, oh, no, that's too much work. Oh, well, we could lose the gate. Oh, and that's all I get is, oh, like, you guys talk about the heat and it keeps the fans down. You tell me, would Vegas pack a stadium for Deion Sanders' first game? Arizona State fans travel to Vegas for Kenny Dillingham's first game? Would they go over to Glendale for Kenny Dillingham's first game? And would they come to see Deion Sanders? Versus, yeah, I think it's supposed to be 112, 115, whatever it is in late August. You're asking a lot of fans in this day and age who have grown comfortable to sitting in front of their 80-inch screens and having their bathroom that's clean and not having cold nachos, not standing in line, not paying to park. And it doesn't really matter about fans showing up anymore in terms of revenue. Yeah, it's nice to have a full stadium, but revenue comes from TV contracts. It doesn't come from as much from butts and seats. So here you have Deion's first game, and really they're going to play it at Sun Devil Stadium? I mean, I'll go, and I'm sure that fans will show up, but it would be much more comforting if they did go to a neutral site. Oh, well, that takes away the competitive advantage. Let me fill you on something. ASU hasn't had a competitive advantage in a long, 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 long time. And they have a very attractive home schedule this year. They have Oregon at home. They have USC at home. This game with Colorado, which was a who cares game. Well, no, that's going to be a national broadcast. That game will be nationally televised. Like, Kenny's going to be, and ASU's going to be on a national stage. There's not a chance that the Pac-12 network is going to be the home of Deion Sanders' first game at Colorado after all this buildup. I'd be stunned. I'd probably want to fire somebody in the front office if that's the way they went. So that's interesting. All right. Baseball, spring training, right around the corner, Baseball AZ show. It is not a finished product. I'm not apologizing for it. I'm proud of where it is, but you start doing series and you look at it and say, all right, we really have something here, and appreciate all the partners who are involved in it. That is next. Spring training is right around the corner. Here in January, we're excited for pitchers and catchers reporting next month. Hi again, everybody. I'm Brad Sussmat. We're at the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess. This is our home, could be your home, over the next 10 weeks as we bring you spring training behind the scenes here in Arizona. We're going to take you places with our team, a team with over 100 years of experience in shooting in front of cameras, behind cameras, editing. We're going to take you hiking, golf courses, places to stay, like here at the Fairmont Princess Resort, and much, much more. I know you're excited for spring training. I know you're excited for pitchers and catchers reporting, but there's so much more to do here in Arizona.
Thank you. Hi, my name is John Glenn. I'm the Director of Public Relations at the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess. I'm going to show you around the hotel today. We're going to see some great stuff, some rooms, some activities, some amenities. So come on, let's go. So at the Princess, we have our lobby. They don't always listen. They like Jim a lot more than they like me. And some are more active than others. You can see we have Aisha here taking a break. But they're always here to greet our guests. Kids love them. And they're all trained service dogs, so they provide a great time for everybody. So this right here is one of our outdoor seating areas. There's a ton around property. The weather out here is great 95% of the time, and it's always a great place to either have a cocktail in the afternoon or evening, grab a cup of coffee in the morning, and a pastry, and just kind of hang out in the great Arizona weather. Welcome to one of our Fairmont King rooms. Come on, let me show you around. All these rooms were actually renovated just a couple years ago, so everything is fresh and new and ready for our guests. All rooms will have a king bed, large flat screen TV, and every room has either a patio or a balcony. But this is a great place to come out and enjoy the Arizona weather. Check out that view. Welcome to one of my favorite rooms. It's one of our one bedroom suites. It has a large parlor area for sitting, socializing, and just generally hanging out after a long day. Attached to the parlor is a wet bar that has a sink, microwave, storage space, refrigerators, all the things that you need to host your family or friends and have a really great time. And this one happens to be attached to a king bedroom. Come on, take a look. The parlor has its own bathroom right next to the bedroom. And if you're coming here for spring training, you're gonna love this room. Plenty of room to sit, to entertain, and to sleep. Really, really spacious. This one overlooks the lagoon lawn. And this year, we've eliminated all single-use plastics, so all the waters in your room are gonna be either glass bottles or recyclable boxes. So we're in the Sunset Beach Wing, which was built in 2016 and is one of the newest wings of our hotel, right outside our Sunset Beach pool that features 800 tons of real white sand. And this is one of my favorite rooms. This is a queen room, which is great for families and groups to come if they wanna come check out spring training or just enjoy the greater Phoenix Scottsdale area. But there's a ton of room, there's refrigerators, there's a large panel TV. And hey, on the way out, let me show you the bathroom. They're a little bit different in here than in other areas of the hotel. Again, we'll have double sinks, but they're on opposite sides. And we still have a large walk-in shower.
So when you go to the games in spring training and you're thinking, okay, I want to come back and hang out here at the Fairmont Princess Resorts, you end up in one of these spots with this as the backdrop. Where are we?
So we're on the patio of one of the brand new Privado Villas. We have a second floor room, so you have a great view of TPC Scottsdale. Right behind us is actually the fifth fairway. Do you know there's only 16 TPCs in the country?
What?
This is one of them.
So you can sit out here and make fun of the golfers. This is where they have the WM Open every February, the biggest party on grass. And you're right here with a view here at the Princess.
That's right. This is a great place to have a cocktail, to have your coffee, to take in the Arizona sunsets, to watch some golf.
Hang out with the fellas, go to the games, go to spring training. You're living large, living big.
A ton of stuff you can do before or after the games all day long, during the week, on the weekends. It's a really versatile spot, and it's a really great spot, as you can see.
Okay, tell us about the inside.
Yeah, so on the inside of these rooms, the Privado Villas are built to be a little more residential feeling. You'll have separate rooms between the bedroom and the parlor. Every one of the rooms are suites, so you have a little bit of privacy, but you know what? You've got a little extra space if you bring your family or your buddies. There's a large walk-in shower. Each room has a walk-in closet. You get champagne and cold brew upon arrival.
Get out of here.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff.
Champagne and cold brew. Hey, we're out here hanging out, watching spring training baseball. We're staying at the Princess, and this is what, champagne.
Champagne and cold brew.
And cold brew.
We've got your mornings and your evenings covered, so this is a really private, unique, kind of quiet enclave of the property. So you're not in the main building with everybody else. You're kind of set back on your own, but every room is a suite, and some of the rooms have views like this.
Good stuff, John. So you bring your golf clubs, you bring your hiking stuff, because hiking is a big part of Arizona. You see hikers here, I'm sure.
All the time, and lots of our guests are hikers too. And our hotel shuttle will even take our guests to some of the really close hiking trails.
All right, and here is on the rocks, Claudia Collins. You'll see her over the next 10 weeks. She takes you on some great hikes around Arizona.
Hey everyone, welcome to On the Rocks. I'm your trail guide, Claudia Collins, and I'm taking you along for my adventures as I check hikes, waterfalls, and other outdoor activities off of my Arizona bucket list. Today we're climbing Picacho Peak. With over 2,000 feet of elevation gain, Picacho Peak is a 2.7-mile hike that'll test your limits. Picacho Peak is definitely more of a challenging trail, not for the lighthearted. I brought my gloves just in case. There's a lot of cables, some switchbacks, but this trail is so much fun. You're not in it for the views, you're in it for the challenge. All right, let's head up. From the get-go, get ready for a good workout. The first stretch is all incline and you come across cables really soon and some small scrambles, my favorite. The whole first stretch before the saddle is heading straight up towards the steep cliffs.
Nice little break here.
One amazing perk that Picacho Peak offers, somehow you always have shade right when you need it. Because the cliffs have some cave-like formations, you find coverage several times throughout the hike.
The first challenging part of this hike is complete. Two more to go.
Now that we've worked so hard to get up to the saddle, it's time to head pretty much straight back down. Without the cables, this part would be far too steep to conquer. Something about the cables makes everything so much more thrilling. And I know my fellow adrenaline junkies will agree. There is something so fulfilling about a hike that challenges you. Even though I've done this hike once before, the challenge is the same. For a good portion of the hike, you're walking along some fairly steep cliffs, but there's always either a wide trail or fencing to add a layer of protection.
If you're afraid of heights, you probably didn't make it to this point, but this is where the real fun begins.
The first time I saw this part of the hike, I couldn't contain my excitement. It's steep, it's a scramble, and it is so, so fun. From this point on, you will come across some completely vertical sections, but trust me, these cables are sturdy as can be and are very reliable. I'm telling you, this is worth the drive from the valley no matter where you are. Picacho Peak isn't for everyone, but I did see people of all ages having a blast on the way to the peak.
We're almost there.
At this point, you're just a few more cables away, you hit one last incline that's an easy scramble, and then you rejoice. You made it.
Whew. Snack time.
There may not be a more joyful feeling in the world than summiting a hike.
The second most challenging part of the hike is done. Had a little surprise again at the peak. We've got a book one and book two. So we'll sign our names, enjoy some snacks, enjoy the view, and then get our butts kicked back on the way down.
After signing the book, I downed a good amount of beef jerky, gummies for a little sugar boost, and some plantain chips to energize myself for the hike back. Usually leaving the peak is the worst part, but in this case you get to experience Picacho Peak backwards, literally.
What goes down must go back up, and we must go back up. And that makes for the third and most difficult part. Hike.
However steep you think this looks, it's more steep than that. It actually takes a decent amount of arm strength to head back up to the saddle, and yes, your legs will be toast. But if you're like me, the burn is so rewarding.
Now I get to put the gloves away because it's all downhill from here. 2.5 hours later, I can tell you that this hike is such a mood booster. It's so much fun, and you always feel so accomplished when you get back to your car. I've earned myself some Chipotle, so I'll see you next time on the rocks.
All right, I want to talk to you about Quintero Golf Club. 193 golf courses are located in Maricopa County, according to county office records. 193. Here's one course that when you're done checking out your spring training team, whether it be before the game, after the game, or you have a day off in between, you've got to put Quintero Golf Club on your bucket list. Quintero is no ordinary course. The golf club offers players the consummate golfing experience in the Scottsdale, Phoenix area. It's an easy 40-minute drive from right here where I'm standing at the Princess Resort to the course. It's fit for royalty, where you can play in style and seclusion. It's been described as the purest golf experience in the Southwest. Again, if you're scrambling for pens to write things down, and you'll do that during the next 10 weeks, Quintero Golf Club, you'll want to check it out for sure. Coming up, you're going to need to relax once you get away from the spring training game. Air yoga.
You want to reach up here, you're going to come forward, and now you're going to hang upside down.
Here at the Princess Resort, and much more as we continue on spring training right around the corner. Welcome back. There are 13 teams training in Maricopa County in spring training. That means there's going to be stars and stories for you, the baseball fan. If you're all into one team, great. If you want to see a whole bunch of teams and a whole bunch of stars, it's not going to be a problem for you starting next month when you're out here for spring training. Today we're standing here. It's in the 60s. It's absolutely beautiful. But let's stop in Chicago. Mesa's going to be a happening spot as always. Sloan Park will be buzzing as the Cubs unveil two major offseason acquisitions. Those of us here in Arizona very familiar with Cody Bellinger from his high school days where he started at Valley Power Program Hamilton in the South Valley at Chandler. The Cubs also made a huge splash by bringing on board Dansby Swanson from the Atlanta Braves. There will certainly be plenty of seven Swanson jerseys by the Cubs fans that we will be seeing at Sloan Park. Yes, golf will be a big part over the next 10 weeks, along with you coming out here to Arizona for spring training. Welcome back to the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess. I'm Brad Sussmat. We get you ready for spring training, just a month away from pitchers and catchers reporting. We appreciate you joining us here week in and week out on Bally Sports. Here at the Scottsdale Princess Resort, there's lots of things to do. One of the areas that I'm fascinated in, I think you will really like, you and your special someone, or just you and the fellas when you come out here for spring training, aerial yoga. Here's Jordan Spurgeon.
Jordan Spurgeon here, and we're getting ready to do some aerial yoga. Debbie, I mean, this is a very interesting course. I've never done this before, so I know there's a lot of people that could be coming here that have never done it, so I'm really excited. What's the number one tip yet for people before we get started? If they're curious about being in aerial yoga.
Number one tip is listen to my cues.
Listen to your cues.
Number one, listen to my cues, because everything is specific. You gotta follow me very specifically. Otherwise, you can lose your balance. So that's what you wanna know. And it's a fantastic stretch, but it's also very fun.
All right, yes. I'm gonna go listen. We're all gonna go listen.
Yeah.
You can take us through it.
All right. So we're going to start warming up our spine. First, we're going to take our arms around the silk, bring your hands through the middle, reach around, and then grab. Slide your hands down so your arms are the width of your shoulders. You're just kind of holding on to the silk. Take a step back. Take your feet the width of your arms. Reach forward. Start with pressing your belly down, arching your back. Feel that stretch in your spine, up your shoulders. Now, as you round your back like a cat, you're going to take a nice big inhale. Now these next couple exercises, you're gonna start to break a sweat here. So you're gonna press up into down dog. You wanna drive your tailbone up towards the ceiling. Try to straighten out that left leg and get a nice stretch in that left hamstring. Feel that stretch and try to keep that left leg straight as you can. Sometimes you can't, but do what you can.
So this separates the flexible from the not flexible.
Yeah.
All in the not flexible.
All right, we are going to do an inversion, okay?
So that was just the warm-up. All right.
I'm going to show you the inversion, and then I'm going to have you follow me. So you want the silks to be on your hips, so I'm going to hold them on my hips, come up on my tiptoes. As I lay back, my hands come up, my legs open wide. I'm going to bring my feet around and hook my toes. Now, it shouldn't be digging in your tailbone. It should be sitting on your hips so you're nice and comfortable, and you hang. You reach up when you're ready to come out, bring your feet to the floor, and come up and go voila. All right, so let's try that together. Okay, we're gonna grab this loop behind you. You're gonna put it on your hips. Okay, maybe you need to come up on your tiptoes if it's a little too high. Soon as we lay back, we're gonna take our legs open like a big V and slide our hands up. Ready, go. Back, open the legs, bring the feet around, hook your toes and hang. Okay, as you hang in the stretch, you start to feel your spine lengthen, the vertebrae decompress. That is the purpose of this. Also, stop yourself from swinging if you don't like swinging. Your arms stay off the floor and you just hang here. Also, the blood flow rushes to your head. So what that does is it raises the level of serotonin, which gives you more energy and alertness throughout the day. You just feel all like exhilarated and really good. So actually we should all hang upside down every day. Okay. Now, just like we did in tree pose, you're gonna bring your right arm up and bring it arm in front, but hold down here now, not above your shoulders. You wanna hold. And the same thing to the left side. So bring that shoulder in front. So you're sitting up nice and tall. Let's fix this again.
There we go.
Keep losing it.
Yeah?
Whoop, don't
there
fall.
There we go.
Got it? So you wanna make sure your hands are high when you're doing this. And then you're gonna come forward and place it right there on your hips. Can you give it a try? Okay. How you feeling? Okay. Okay. Yeah. And then you just pull yourself up when you're ready. And then you just go ahead and reach one arm up, bring the shoulder back and the other one, and go ahead and stand up. There you go. And then everybody can go ahead and stand up. Be careful. Stand up. And then go ahead and step back behind you. All right. So we're moving into the best part of the class. We're going to sit in the silk and lay in the silk. Okay. So we're going to grab the very back edge. Sometimes you got to search for that back edge. You want to find it and shake it out. So now you can see there's going to be lots of room for you to lay in that hammock. Okay. So you want to make sure it's really big. Hop up there and have a seat. Now you got lots of room to lay back. So it covers your back and head. So lay back. Go ahead. Lay back. That's it. All right. Then you're going to bring your feet inside and you're going to spread out the rest of the hammock. And I'm so happy that you joined me today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Namaste.
Much more here at the Princess Resort as we continue on spring training right around the corner. Welcome back. Before we wrap up this week's episode and you're getting ready for spring training, you're thinking, you're on the golf course a lot, Brad. Well, yeah, because there's so many great courses, but none better than right here at TPC Scottsdale. 750,000 fans minimum during the week of the Super Bowl right before spring training starts. You want a party? You get out here to TPC Scottsdale.
Welcome to the 16th hole of the Waste Management Open, the only hole in golf that doubles as a club in Las Vegas.
You gonna see it here. What's that, Chris? I can't hear you over his pants. Your mustache looks like it was sponsored by Coors Light. Is that fair to say?
The most insignificant quiet sound I've ever seen.
I know.
No respect for this quiet sound.
That thing looks like it's a roadie for Brooks and Dunn.
I'm under control.
I just look at Twitter. I don't know what's happening. And it hit a family of four.
They're looking at the beard, sure. And they don't see me hit it into the trees.
Yeah.
And if you can't make it out to TPC Scottsdale or play while you're staying at the Princess Resort or wherever you're staying here across the valley for spring training, we mentioned earlier, there's over 100 courses. Here is Greyhawk. Greyhawk, close by to the Princess, beautiful facility. They play the NCAA championships here for both men's and women's every May. Go further south, go down to Whirlwind. Whirlwind has two courses, 36 holes, big time. From the Princess down there, you're talking about 45 minutes. There's Southern Dunes down there as well in the southern part of Maricopa County. But when you come out for spring training, I know you're getting geeked up to see your team. I know you're getting geeked up to be hat backwards, taking it all in, watching BP, hearing the sounds of the bat hitting the ball and all that. No, this is the place to stay. And over the next 10 weeks, we will bring it to you each and every week here on Bally Sports. I'm Brad Sussmat. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you again next week from Arizona.